由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you have joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好多谢你哋收听我哋呢个节目《天路导向》。
It is a joy for us to bring it to you.
我哋好高兴能够同你一齐去相聚。
And if you are joining us for the first time,
嗱，如果呢一次咧系你第一次收听《天路导向》呢个节目咧
，We are nearing the end of a series of messages entitled "The Garden versus the City."
咁咧就好想话俾你听，我哋所讲嘅呢个系列信息叫做花园与城市，亦即系话咧神所做嘅花园同埋人所建嘅城市，咁样嘅一个系列信息咧，已经咧系接近尾声啦。
I want to review with you the five reasons why Christians are apt to forget about the heavenly city.
咁咧，我就好想同你去温习一下。基督徒之所以会忘记天上的城市的五个理由。
First,
第一个理由
,A false perception of the heavenly Jerusalem.
就是很多人对天上的耶路撒冷有错误的观念。
Second,
第二个理由就是
succumbing to the overwhelming pressures of life.
好多人都因为生活的重担而屈服。
Third,
第三个的理由就是
yielding to the allure of what is seen on earth.
好多人眷恋世上所见到的一切事物。
Four,
第四个理由就是
taking on worldliness as a lifestyle.
好多嘅教会都沾染咗世俗嘅风气。
And fifth,
第五个理由就系
false teachings regarding heaven，
有好多关于天堂嘅错误嘅教导。
In our last broadcast, we discussed the false perception of the heavenly Jerusalem.
在上一集的节目里面，我们提到很多人对天上的耶路撒冷是有错误的观念的。
This time, I want to start with the second reason.
那今次呢，我就想讲下第二个的理由了。
We have the overwhelming pressures of life which eclipses our vision of the city of God.
我们生活在极大的压力之下，往往是会遮掩了我们看神的城市的那个视野的。
Think how many of you are sometimes overwhelmed by things in your life.
请你回想一下，有多少次你是被生活的压力冲击你的生命呢？
Think of the pressures of work.
试想一下你工作的压力啊。
Think of the pressures of your family responsibilities.
试想下你在家庭方面的责任，在家庭照顾家人方面的重担。
Think of the emotional wear and tear of life.
请你又想一想你在感情上面的一些耗损，一些感情上面令到你是百上加斤的地方。
Think of the hurt, rejection, pain and danger that Sometimes you feel.
试想下你有阵时感受到的伤害，有阵时感受到排斥，有阵时感受到痛苦，有阵时是感受到危险。
Think of your financial responsibilities.
又试想下你的经济负担，你面对的种种的经济压力。
All of these pressures combine to eclipse our vision of heaven.
这一切一切的压力呢，都是会遮掩了我们对天堂那个的视野，我们对天上的耶路撒冷那个的视觉的。
God wants us to be faithful in all of our responsibility.
神要我哋尽忠职守，即系咧要我哋对我哋所有嘅责任咧都好忠心嘅。
God wants us to work diligently and serve Him in all that we do.
神要我哋好勤奋咁去工作，并且喺一切嘅事情上边都去侍奉佢。
But all of that should be done with one purpose.
但系所有嘅呢一切都系只有一个目的嘅啫。
That we may draw the attention of the world to our Savior.
就系要让全世界嘅人，包括我哋身边嘅我哋嘅同事啦，我哋嘅邻舍啦，我哋嘅家人啦，我哋嘅亲友啦，都注目喺我哋嘅救主耶稣基督身上。
That is to let them know that we do what we do because we expect a reward in heaven.
亦即系话，我哋之所以咁样咁有意义嘅活着，过住咁丰盛嘅生活，系为咗将来喺天上嘅奖赏。
We must let them know that the reason we forgive their insults.
我哋要让世人知道，我哋愿意饶恕佢哋对我哋嘅侮辱。
Is so that they may come to be forgiven by God.
咁样嘅话，佢哋就能够嚟去寻求神嘅饶恕啦。
And that they too can go to heaven.
而佢哋咧，亦都同样系可以去到天堂嗰度。
Our false perception of the heavenly city distorts the real truth.
我哋对天上嘅城市、天上嘅耶路撒冷错误嘅认知咧，系会将真理扭曲咗嘅。
The overwhelming pressures in the city of man eclipses our vision of the city of God.
而喺人嘅城市里边，巨大嘅压力亦都遮掩咗我哋对神嘅城市、对天上嘅耶路撒冷嘅嗰份视野啦。
And thirdly,
而第三个嘅理由咧就系。
The allure of what is seen tends to trip us.
我哋对眼见嘅呢一个嘅世界咧，系充满咗眷恋，而呢一种嘅眷恋咧，就时时都会咧系绊倒我哋嘅。
By nature, what we see with our own eyes gets our immediate attention.
通常啊，我哋眼睛所睇到嘅，总系咧好快就会吸引咗我哋嘅注意力噶啦。
By nature, what is visible tugs on our heartstrings.
通常啊，人都系总系咧会俾眼见嘅事物牵引住佢嘅心嘅。
In this postmodern society, we tend to believe what is verifiable.
喺后现代嘅社会里边，我哋咧好愿意去相信我哋见到嘅事物。
We can get caught up in watching movies or television.
当我哋睇电影或者系睇电视嘅时候咧，我哋都好容易就陷入咁样嘅情况里边
，which is a make-believe world。
陷入一个点样嘅情况咧，就系陷入一个虚幻嘅世界里边。
And yet they become real to us because we can see them。
但系就系因为我哋亲眼睇得见呢啲电影嘅影像、电视嘅影像，我哋居然就信以为真。
But the promises of God regarding a heavenly city do not seem real.
於是相比之下咧，神所應許嘅嗰個天上嘅城市，嗰個天上嘅耶路撒冷咧，對於我哋嚟講就顯得咧好虛無縹緲啦。
Probably some of you who are listening to me right now are thinking.
可能喺你聽緊呢個節目嘅時候，你會咁樣諗。
Heavenly city?
咩話？天上嘅城市？
That is a foolish fantasy for the weak, poor, and sick people who cannot cope with life's realities.
系只有嗰啲病咗嘅、好穷嘅嗰啲嘅弱者，嗰啲冇办法去承受现实生活嘅人，先至会有咁愚昧嘅幻想嘅啫。
And even the least materialistic among us gets caught up in the materialism of this world.
就连那些最不在乎物质享受的人都会被这个物欲横流的世界牵绊住的。
We make business and financial plans as if we are going to live forever.
我们很多时候都在事业上，在财务方面都做出很长远的计划，很多的安排，就好像我们觉得自己会长生不老这样。
We give God the crumbs and the leftovers and we think we have been generous.
我们很多时候都是将我们的冷饭菜汁一些僅餘的东西才去给神，就自以为是在这里很慷慨地去奉献。
The scripture tells us that it is only what we give to God that really counts.
圣经告诉我们，奉献给神的才能够存到永恒的。
And yet we don't stop long enough each day to ask the question.
但是我们从来都不会停下来，好好地去反省，好好地去问下自己。
What will happen to my plans if I go home to my heavenly Father this afternoon?
如果今日的下午我就要回天家去见天父了，那我所有的计划，我所有的那些安排又会是怎样的呢？
Or what will I say to the Lord when I see him face to face?
又或者问呢，当我面对面去见主的时候，我会对主去讲些什么呢？
Then there's a fourth reason why we do not focus on the heavenly city.
第四个的理由，我们为什么不能够专注在天上的城市的原因呢，就是这样的。
The worldliness of the church tends to muddle our thinking regarding heaven.
就是说，教会的世俗化往往是会模糊了我们对天堂的向往的。
Ask an average church what their spiritual goal is.
请你去问一下一间普通的教会，他们属灵的目标究竟是什么呢？
Ask an average church how they are accomplishing the purpose for their existence.
请你去问一下一间普通的教会，为了继续地维持下去，他怎样才能够完成这些目标呢？
You'll be shocked and surprised by the answers.
咁佢哋嘅答案呢，好可能会令到你好震惊嘅。
The early church members had one goal to bring glory to the name of Jesus.
初期教会嘅成员里边嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋只有一个目标，就系要荣耀神嘅名。
Today, many churches are ashamed to proclaim him as the only way to heaven.
今时今日，好多嘅教会都觉得好不好意思去传扬耶稣基督就是去到天堂唯一的道路。
The early church's number one priority was holiness.
初期教会里面的弟兄姊妹，他们最重视的就是要追求圣洁。
Today, many churches don't even know what that means anymore.
今时今日，很多的教会连圣洁的真正意义都不知道。
The early church measured their success in terms of eternal gain.
初期教会的弟兄姊妹，他们以永恒的奖赏作为成功的指标。
Today, some churches measure their success in terms of earthly gain.
今时今日，很多的教会以世界的利益作为成功的指标。
Why would anyone want to think of heaven if they are so preoccupied with earth?
当世人都以地上的事为念的时候，他们又怎会去思想天上的事呢？
Why would anyone want to go to heaven if they think that they can have it all right here?
当大家都认为今生今世就能够赚取一切的时候，他们还哪会向往去天堂呢？
Then there is a fifth and final reason.
那而最后第五个的理由就是
False teaching regarding heaven leads us to ignore it.
有很多关于天堂的错误的教导令到我们不再去注意天堂。
Many people in the world believe that God is not going to send anyone to hell.
这个世界上有很多人都认为神是不会让人下地狱的。
This statement is both true and false at the same time.
这句说话呢可以说是又是对又是不对的。
God is not going to send anyone to hell.
神是不会送人去到地狱那里。
Those who end up in hell will send themselves there.
去到地狱那里的人呢都是自己要去的。
They will go there because they would not believe that there is only one way to heaven.
这些人之所以去到地狱那里，是因为他们拒绝相信上天堂只有一条路。
Jesus' way.
是一条怎样的路呢？就是耶稣基督是那条唯一通往天堂的道路。
Some of you might be asking.
那你们当中可能有些人会问了。
What about those who have never heard of Jesus Christ?
那那些从来都没有听过耶稣基督的人，他们又怎样呢？他们能不能够上天堂呢？
Here's my answer.
我的回答是这样的。
Don't worry about those who have never heard.
你不需要为那些人去担心。
They are not your responsibility.
你也不需要是对他们负责。
They are God's responsibility.
因为这个是神的责任，是神去决定那些没有听过耶稣基督的人，他们最终会去哪里。
What God is going to ask you is this.
而神要问你的，要问你本人的，就是
You heard, what did you do with what you have heard?
你已经听过耶稣基督是一个怎样的救主了，那你将会怎样去回应呢？
Someone sat in my office a few years ago and looked at me in the eye and said,
在几年前，有一个人坐在我的办公室里面，他很理直气壮地对我说，
How arrogant for you to think that Jesus is the only way to heaven.
你说耶稣基督是唯一的道路，这么说未免太过霸道了吧。
This man is not alone.
世界上不止他一个人是这样想的。
This false teaching abounds in many churches.
这一类错误的教导侵入了教会。
No wonder many people are confused.
难怪的人会觉得很混乱，很迷惑。
And no matter what I said to that man, it did not matter to him.
而无论我怎样去解释，这个人都是充耳不闻的。
I tried to tell him that this is not my idea.
我尝试同佢讲呢个并唔系我自己个人嘅谂法嚟嘅。
I told him that I had nothing to do with this truth.
我话俾佢听呢个系真理，呢个唔系我自己创出嚟嘅。
Jesus is the one who said that, not me.
呢句说话系耶稣基督佢自己讲嘅说话，并唔系我讲嘅。
And I want to show you.How false teaching is misleading people.
让我是为你去指出那些不正确的教训究竟是怎样去误导了很多人呢？
In June of 2000,
在2000年6月，
there was a gathering of 100 delegates from 30 countries.
那就有来自30几个国家的100位代表在这里开会。
They represented more than 20 religions in the world.
他们代表着全世界20几种的宗教。
Hindus, Buddhists, Episcopalians, Presbyterians all met together to form one religion.
当中包括了印度教徒、佛教徒、圣公会和长老会等等的代表，他们聚首一堂开会去讨论宗教合一。
All of the nominal Christians in that group rejected the biblical teaching that heaven is a place exclusively reserved for those who follow Jesus as their only savior.
那些挂名的基督徒，他们一致反对圣经有关于天堂的教导。圣经说，只有跟随耶稣基督，承认耶稣是他们唯一的救主，才能够进入天堂那里的。
My listening friends, listen very carefully, please.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细听我讲啊。
We have not here an abiding city.
呢度并唔系我哋永远嘅居所。
But we seek after the city which is to come.
我哋所追求嘅系将来嘅喺天上嘅城市，天上嘅耶路撒冷。
I love life as much as any of you.
同你哋每一位一样，我都系好热爱生命嘅。
I love serving my family。
我好乐意去为我嘅家人效劳。
I love speaking to you over the radio。
我亦都好爱去向你去广播。
But I look forward to the day when I go to glory。
但系我非常之向往进入荣耀嘅天家嗰一日。
I want to tell you a story, a true story。
我好想咧，系同你分享一个故事，系一个真实嘅故事。
There was a missionary who served the Lord for 40 years。
有一位宣教士，佢服侍主已经服侍咗四十几年咁耐啦。
After that faithful ministry, he was returning home by boat。
当佢结束咗佢忠心嘅服侍之后，佢搭船翻佢嘅家乡。
An American president was also aboard that boat。
咁咁啱咧，当时嘅一位美国总统咧，亦都系搭同一班嘅船。
Upon entering the harbor，
咁当呢只船系抵达嗰个嘅海港嘅时候咧
，The missionary felt deeply rejected and hurt。
呢位宣教士就非常之觉得咧系被遗弃，觉得好伤痛。
Why？
点解佢有咁嘅感受咧
？The president received a tremendous fanfare as he arrived home。
因为啊，当呢个美国总统翻到佢嘅家园嘅时候，就受到群众热烈嘅欢迎。
And not one person was waiting for this faithful servant of God。
但系居然冇一个人嚟去迎接呢一位神忠心嘅仆人。
There was no recognition for his 40 years of serving the King of Kings。
呢个宣教士佢谂，服侍咗万王之王四十几年咁耐，居然系冇人嚟表扬我。
As the man sat on the train heading for his home，
当佢系上咗一班系开往佢嘅家乡嘅火车嘅时候
，A small voice whispered in his ear，
一个好微小嘅声音就对佢讲说话啦。
You are not home yet。
对佢讲乜嘢咧？就系对佢讲，你仲未翻到你真正嘅屋企啊！
Let me ask you this.
让我问你以下嘅问题啊。
Have you been a faithful steward of God and received no recognition?
你是不是一位对神很忠心但是就没有受到表扬的管家呢？
Remember, you're not home yet.
请你不要忘记，你还没回到你真正的家。
Have you been faithfully teaching and receiving no recognition?
你是不是很忠心地去教导真理，却是没有受到表扬呢？
Have you been faithfully witnessing and serving and received no recognition?
你是不是很忠心地为主去作见证，并且服侍主，但是没有受到表扬呢？
Have you paid a heavy price for your faithfulness to God and received no recognition?
你是不是为了对神尽忠而付上了很高昂的代价，却是没有受到表扬呢？
Remember, you are not home yet.
请你记住，你还未回到你真正的家。
Wait until we get home.
请你耐心等候回到天家的那一刻。
When you get home, you will be recognized for your faithfulness.
当你回到天家，回到那个荣耀的天上的耶路撒冷，神要加冕你的忠诚。
When you get home, you will be rewarded for your honesty.
当你回到天家，回到天上的耶路撒冷，神要奖赏你的诚实。
When you get home, you will be commended for your perseverance.
当你回到天家，回到你天上的那个城市，天上的耶路撒冷，神要称赞你的坚忍。
When you get home, you will hear from the lips of Jesus.
当你回到天家，回到天上的耶路撒冷，你会听到耶稣基督亲口跟你讲，
Well done, good and faithful servant.
会说你做得好，你这个又良善又忠心的仆人。
Enter into your father's rest.
请你进来去享受天父所赐给你的安息啊。
Are you going to heaven?
你是不是去紧天家那里呢？
If you are not sure,
如果你还未确定的话，
Today you can give your life to Jesus Christ and be assured of heaven.
今日就将你的生命交托给主耶稣基督，你就一定可以去到天家那里了。
You can pray this prayer with me.
如果你愿意的话，请你和我一起去祈祷啊。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父亲，
I come to you.
我愿意归向你。
In the name of Jesus,
靠住耶稣基督的名，
I receive him as my Savior.
我愿意接受他作为我的救主。
I enthrone him as my Lord.
并且尊他为我的生命之主。
Now assure me of heaven.
请你赐给我回到天家的确据。
And help me to live with the expectation of heaven.
并且帮助我按照天上的样式去过我每一日的生活。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈祷。
Amen.
阿门。各位听众，这一集的天路导向来到这里，这让我总结一下刚才麦克牧师所讲的基督徒忘记天上城市的五个理由。第一就是很多人对天上的耶路撒冷有错误的观念。第二就是很多人因为生活的重担而屈服。第三是很多人眷恋世上所见到的事物。第四是很多的教会沾染了世俗的风气。而第五呢，就是有很多的关于天堂的错误的教导。请大家谨记这五点，不要犯了很多基督徒的毛病，并且呢要尊我们的主为大。好了，今集的天路导向来到这里，我们下集再会。